I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, guys. This is why I'm just barely physically qualified to do this job. If I had to be a surgeon or like a politician that's on the road all the time and, okay, Dave, we have these three stops and we have to be at this one, I couldn't do it.
Yeah. I bet a lot of those people are getting a little
hopped
extra
up in a goofball.
Yeah, getting a little extra help somewhere.
Yeah.
You would almost have to be.
Maybe that's what I need.
They probably have amazing sleeping pills that just knock you out. Mm-hmm. And then they probably have
like, uppers.
Yeah.
Damn it.
You know,
I've wasted my life not doing drugs.
Especially like Bernie and Joe Biden. Those guys are in their 70s. You really think they're out there just like leaping out of bed at 4 o'clock in the morning, ready to take on the day? Nah. So I'm going to start that rumor that they're all on drugs.
Speaking of leaping out of bed at 4 in the morning, we talked about this earlier. Taliban had to leave Atchison, Kansas. This is weird, too. Like, we were only in Kansas about 100 yards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Didn't you guys think that we were in Kansas, like, once we hit Kansas City?
Yep.
I thought we were in Kansas for an hour.
Yeah. No, it's like, I didn't notice until I was like driving out of it this morning. Like the bridge has a sign that's like, "Welcome to Kansas." Yeah. I was like, "Wait a second."
They should really let you know when you cross a state line. Somehow, you know, like in the Hunger Games when the kids would die and then the cannonball would fire and their
you know,
image was up in the sky.
Sign.
Yeah, I want like a personal message, like, "Yo, you're in Kansas now." Because otherwise, I don't know.
When you guys were driving back, did you say that we're not in Kansas anymore when you passed the...
No.
Nope.
No.
I was going to use that one if I ended up with you guys.
So I'm guessing they didn't have the amazing buffet breakfast out for you?
No, and I did check on my way out. There was a guy that I'd never seen before, and I kid you not, when I checked out, it was late in the 3 o'clock in the morning mm-hmm. hour, and he... He was in a different room.
What do you mean a guy you'd never seen before?
I know, I was going to say we were there for like 12
you're
hours.
In a strange place.
Sir?
Most people should be people you've never seen
yourself.
Before.
Explain yourself. Do you even belong here?
You're unfamiliar to me in a hotel I've never been to at 3 in the morning.
I expected my uncle, but here you are.
Where's my wife?
He was like wearing a hat. And so I walked up, see anybody. And so I dinged. And he was like, "One second, someone will be with you." And then I kid you not, he took off the hat and came like out and around the desk and up and around. And he's like, "Okay, you checking out?" And I was like,
"What kind of hat was
yeah,
it?"
Yeah, it was just like a baseball hat. Like it was, it wasn't like a chef's hat or
one
anything.
One moment,
fun.
Senor.
So when he's relaxing, he puts his ball cap on.
Yeah, I was like,
"I'm on break."
Who's the guy on the ball cap? If this is the guy that's checking me out, and he like walked out of the laundry room and went all the way around to the other side to come
make
in
it like
the desk.
He's a different person.
I can't.
Maybe it's like
I couldn't
the prestige.
Tell.
Maybe there's twins. And
I couldn't tell, and I didn't have the energy to call him on it.
I loved it. The guy I had not seen before.
He could have been an intruder for all I know. I like the thought that like Terry puts on his ball cap whenever it's Terry time. Like, you know, no one's bothering me. And this is just a reminder that this is self-care hour.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy needs to check out. You actually checked out at the desk.
Did you guys just leave?
Yeah, that's what you can do at a hotel.
Yeah.
I just left the key in the room and left.
I think you have to.
No, yeah. You don't.
They figure it out.
Yeah.
The guy in the hat's like, "I don't know what to make of this." He seems to have just driven off.
I mean, maybe we're crazy, but I'd
no,
nah,
all right.
Man.
I mean, that I, you know what? You're right, though. That makes sense. It makes me think of that old Louis C.K. bit about the rental car, how you can just like leave it in the middle of the road.
Right.
It's like, you know, they're going to figure it out.
Yeah.
They got to get that back somehow. Yeah, when they come knocking on the door to clean it and there's no one inside, I guess they'll figure out that you have checked out.
Mm. How tired are we?
Very.
Very.
Yeah. So have you literally, like, you didn't fall asleep last night?
No. And then I did not stop at all today.
Right.
Either. So just.
And then he went to a funeral.
You need some of those politician drugs.
Yeah. And I went to a funeral. And.
What will you do tonight?
Nothing.
I mean, like, will you go to bed early? Or do you. Because I know you're a late night guy.
I will go to. I try not to do that too much when I'm tired because I don't want to screw up, like, my already horrible sleeping schedule where I sleep, like, you know, 1 to 9:30. So I will try to stay up as long as I can. I'll fight it for as long as I can. Mm-hmm. It'll
you
probably
wouldn't want to start going to bed at 11 or anything. Let's not get
right.
crazy.
So let's not mess up this terrible schedule. Here's a chance to be like a normal human.
Let's not seize this opportunity.
Do you feel like you would be missing out on life if you went to bed at 11 p.m.?
Yeah, so here's the thing. I'm not a morning person. I'm extremely not a morning. I'm less of a morning person than anyone I've ever met. And
meaning you're a jerk or you're foggy or
everything,
both.
Everything. I'm just a mess in the morning. I'm useless. And so, like, right now, it's technically still night for me because I never went to sleep. And if I had gone to sleep, I'd be way worse off today. Like, as much as I'm dragging today, as evident as that's been, I would be 100 times worse if I had actually gotten like 3 or 4 hours worth of sleep.
So not to get into too much detail, but how much did our experience last night keep you up?
So there was one point where I remember dozing off very briefly and I had a nightmare immediately. And I know it was immediately because it was like the same scene.
There's a guy in a hat.
There's the same scene in Brooklyn Nine-Nine that I was watching when I dozed off. And I was driving away from the Sally house, and then I hit a semi truck head on, and I died. And then I woke up.
Wow.
Yeah. And then another time,
and so I decided to jump in my car.
I was like, "Well, no time like the present." It's like, "Ooh, I might die." Ooh.
Do you wish you would have left like at 10 last night, whenever everybody was winding down?
Yeah, there
could have gotten home at 3, and
I went like so bad because I probably could have slept a little in my own bed. I thought the pillows there were very uncomfortable and very unpleasant. They were hurting my neck, so yeah. I mean, there was no reason for me not to have. Plus, I was going east, so I was driving into the sunrise.
Oh man,
I know. So for like an hour and a half while I was driving, I had the sun blasting me in the face.
It was
a nice drive at night, though. I mean, no one was out.
You pick anybody up?
I hit a frog.
What do you mean you hit a frog?
I could see the little frog jumping, and I had no way to avoid it because I was like, "Look, I'm
die, Frogger."
Well, I only swerve to avoid like possums and raccoons because they could mess your car up. Like
always.
Oh, it's not for their well being.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you're gonna run out in front,
I can't remember the last time a possum or a raccoon ran out in front of my car.
I had two.
But
of
for
them,
you, it's always
they run out like, "Hold up." Thank God it was
Andrew.
It's an emergency. It's an emergency. Someone stop. No, it was on that same little like 54 or whatever it was, right when you left Atchison. And I'm not going to like, because I don't want to like swerve in the dark and it's wet on the road and it's like a 2-lane highway and I've never been there. You know what I mean?
What level animal would it have taken last night at 4 in the morning for you to swerve?
I mean, I'll swerve like a possum or a raccoon, because if you hit them, they could like pop your tire.
So
and
it's less about
the last thing I need.
Being a good human. It's more about protecting your car.
Yeah. Yeah. If I had like a big Hummer with bulletproof tires, nothing's stopping me.
I wish you had one of those.
How funny would that be if you guys didn't know what I drove and then it turned out
like a bright yellow Hummer.
Like a bright yellow like Hummer H3 that's like you can't fit it in the parking garage.
Remember last night when we were, so we did the Sally house and then we went to a little bar, cool little bar, right? Only people in there, which I loved, right by the bridge. And then someone noticed, the bridge is all lit up in neon. Like, it was kind of cool.
It was cool, yeah.
More than a little cool.
I wasn't even sure that it was me that saw it. I wasn't even sure it was the bridge. I was like, what is this thing?
I have
it
no
looked like
memory
the arch.
Of this.
No?
None.
Yeah, it was like a big, bright blue neon bridge, which I have not seen.
That bar was cool. We walked in, and we were the only people in there.
Yeah.
It was completely silent except for two people like cleaning behind the bar. And we said, "Are you guys open?" And they looked at us for like a really long time and then said, "Yeah."
And it was like, it wasn't even close. They were open for 3 more hours. And then they turned on the jukebox so loud.
They turned on the jukebox only to drive us, because they kept switching back and forth between like
country
rap and country.
Yeah. Let's find what these people hate.
Like, it felt like they were trying really to drive us out as soon as we walked in.
It really did. I got like 3-year-old tired. I felt like everyone else wanted to have another or something, and no. I was just like,
I was right there with you.
I was so tired.
I felt like we were all bouncing back and forth between like,
I feel like
excited and then just like cranky.
I take that back. I feel like Wiggins would have been out until 4 a.m.
Oh yeah,
if we would have all been down.
Yeah,
there's no stopping.
But we weren't.
He went the milk run.
Yeah, yeah.
He brought me Dippin' Dots, which was nice.
Oh, that's I bet. Really sweet.
Yeah, he came knocking on the door, and I was like, I answered in my underwear. I was like, hello?
I thought those were mine. He texted, what room are you in? And I'm like, oh, God, I'm going to hook up with Wiggins. And so I went to the door.
Can't tell him no.
And I he has CF. So I opened the door, and he's holding a bunch of stuff, but a package of Dippin' Dots, and I'm like, wow, that's going to be delicious. And he handed me 2% milk, and he goes, it's the healthiest I could find, and just walked off.
Yeah, he did the same thing. He texted me, like, room number, and I was like, ooh, he's going to smash the F into me for sure.
Oh, no!
It's funny that Dave and I were both just like, yeah, all right, you know what? If it's going to happen, let's just see what happens.
Was I the only one who was too afraid to try to figure out how their hotel TV worked, so they just watched the same channel all night?
What do you mean?
I was stuck on Lifetime, and I don't know, I didn't have, like, any disinfectant wipes, and I get very eebed at public places like that, where I'm like, I don't know who's been touching this television remote. I don't know who's been on these sheets. They smell clean, but who's to say? So I just kind of left the TV on, and it was a very disturbing episode of Wife Swap. Then a show called Marrying Millionaires. Then like in Alanya Fix My Life. Then back to the disturbing episode of Wife Swap. Same one.
I didn't realize you were such a germaphobe that you couldn't use a remote.
It's not that. I just felt grossed out at the... I don't know. Yesterday was weird.
It was
we
a
went
weird
to
day.
A haunted house, and then it was like, I don't know.
I will go down the rabbit hole, which I did yesterday, with like a hotel. Especially one that... It was fine. The hotel was fine.
It was fine.
But certain aspects of the hotel, I didn't have any issues in my room at all, but certain aspects of the hotel, you were kind of like, the impression of dinginess, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we sound like such snobs.
I know, that's why I'm trying not to.
Too late.
The other clientele were unsavory. No, that's not what I mean. I just...
Grafted and Alton over here, like... There is the impression of dinginess. Well, I couldn't even change the Lifetime channel.
We went to Kansas. We finally get a chance to look down our noses. We're taking it, okay?
Yeah, you're 100 yards into Kansas, and everything's
like,
different.
This place is trash.
I would use the remote 200 yards that way.
Exactly.
I'll get into like a floor is lava situation where I didn't want to touch the floor with my socks.
Just now I thought you said... I will get into a Flora's
I thought that
lava
too.
Situation.
It just hit me that he's saying floor is lava.
Yeah, like the
and
floor is
I
lava.
I thought, oh my God, he just made a literary reference that I don't know, and I'm going to have to sit here and pretend to know something that Taliban does.
No, it's the kid. It's the game you play as kids where you don't touch
Remember
the floor.
Remember the first time I read Flora is lava? And
like when I went down to the pool, and I dipped my feet in the pool for a bit before you guys got there.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Big mistake.
Why?
Because it...
He asked me later, he's like, would you like to go dip your toes in the pool? And I was like, no!
I wanted everyone to experience how gross it was. Because
what was gross about the pool?
It hadn't been cleaned very well, and the hot tub wasn't on, so it was just like a stagnant pool of hot water. And so I had to keep like laying towels down as I walked to not walk on the ground because I didn't want to wash my feet.
Okay, I'm starting to think you're the problem.
Yeah, I'm feeling way worse for that family full of kids that got in the pool after you.
No one forced you to put your toes in there. And then you didn't want to wash your feet, so you're wasting towels on the walkway.
So you just sat on the side of the pool with your feet in there and then realized, oh, this isn't very clean. Got up and then made a trail of towels.
So
how many towels did you have?
I made a trail of towels from the towel rack to... the hot tub, sat, laid one down for me to sit on, sat on it, put my feet in, didn't like that, so I made another trail of towels from the hot tub over to the pool to put my feet in the pool for a bit. And then I noticed that
must have looked
insane.
Put
your shoes back on.
And then I noticed there was a guy staring at me outside smoking a cigarette through the window. And I was like, oh, I'm going to go. And then that happened to be like right as you guys were walking in.
So you saw that the hot tub wasn't running and you put your feet in there anyway?
Yeah.
All right.
I thought it would still be nice.
It's just like a bath.
It's just a bath. It was just a bath. With like a, I really wanted to try the chair, but I didn't want to change.
I wondered why, as we walked in, and you were standing next to the pool, wearing swimming trunks with a towel over your shoulder, and I said, oh, did you go swimming? And you went, no. And I'm like, okay.
He said he dipped his feet in. He said okay. It right then.
So I'm just going to leave it there.
He said, I've stuck my feet in there.
Nope. When we got back, they had the, you asked the guy, hey, there's this freezer full of milk here. Can we open the...
Can we get some milk?
Yeah, can we have some milk? To half of our party is craving milk. Milk. And the guy's like,
can we get some milk? It's probably why he didn't let us.
He said,
this is the same jackass that used all my towels.
He said,
oh,
you can...
now you want free milk.
He said, you can get it. But it might be locked. And so we tried it, and it was locked. And he was like, oh, yeah, it's locked.
I bet it's on a like, timer well, or
can
something.
Can he not open it?
Yeah.
Do they have the...
You seem to be the only person in charge here.
Yeah, you're the only employee in this entire hotel.
Darn.
Is it like launching nukes? Like, there's another guy named Earl that gets here at 6 in the morning.
Hey, we need the guy with the hat for that.
Simultaneously turn our keys.
He opens up the fridge.
Yeah. What happens when that guy puts his hat on?
Knowing now, when we're driving home from the bar... And I was desperate for a donut and milk, and I don't know, Wiggins doesn't know us well enough to demand, but he was strongly suggesting like, hey, I think there's an on the run out on I-10 that we could probably go to. And I'm like, I'm fine. I'm sure there's milk back at the place.
His milk run lasted like 25 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know where he went.
He was not going to bed without
2%. He had to take some milk to the Wonder Dog. He had to drop some off on his way home.
Welcome back, DGS. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Thank God it's Friday. TGIF.
Do you have the details on wine whiskey?
I do.
Whiskey wine.
Not right in front of me, but I have a very good idea. So the place is called Tompkins by the Rack House. It's at 500 Main Street, St. Charles. This event is going on September 26th. It starts at 5:30 p.m. if you are one of the VIPs. You can go have some wine and whiskey with Dave Glover and Mark Cox. General admission tickets are $35. VIP tickets, where you get a little extra FaceTime with the guys, are $50. You can get your tickets at 971talk.com/events. And while you're there, you'll get to sample a bunch of different kinds of alcohol. It's going to be really fun. And I believe they have heavy apps. Did they have that at the last one?
Oh, quite.
Yeah.
Yes.
That, I was looking at Tompkins by the Rack House's menu because my number one hobby in life is looking at restaurant menus online. And that place looks like the bomb. So, guys, if this sounds like it's up your alley at all, it's guaranteed to be a good time. I hear that Dave and Mark are going to wrestle in a pool of Jell-O. Is that what it is? Or oil? Okay, it is oil.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a good time.
He wants baby oil. I want Wesson. So we're going to somehow meet in the middle. Maybe canola.
Yeah, maybe olive.
971talk.com/events to get your VIP or general admission tickets to that.
You have any non-Kansas stuff?
I got lots. I have three things in front of me that don't have one dang thing to do with Kansas.
Impressive.
Did you guys see that one of the guys who claims he was a hero at the El Paso shootings and who Trump was planning on honoring on Monday is a liar? He didn't do what he said he did. He told police that the man had been shot.
Yeah.
And he said as he was lying there, he was throwing soda bottles and beer bottles to distract the gunmen from shooting other people.
Uh-huh.
Well, police have uncovered surveillance footage, and they're not saying what happened, but they're saying that did not happen. They're like, he just acted like a normal human being. It would be in anyone's nature to act the way that he did, but he was by no means heroic, a hero.
I really want to know the details of this, because the way I read this story, it was almost like, oh, he did what he said, but it looks to us like he was just doing it out of panic. Like,
okay.
Like, that seems like a pretty harsh kind of,
yeah.
You know, like, first of all, let's just say that the guy, we all agree on what he did, that he got shot and then he started throwing soda bottles at the shooter.
Now, they didn't say specifically that he threw anything. They just said right. He acted as anyone else.
But let's
else
say that
would
he
have.
Did.
Okay.
Let's not give him the Congressional Medal of Honor. Let's not make him such a gigantic hero. And let's not make him a coward because he looked like he was doing it out of panic and self-preservation. I mean,
I think a lot of it, I think if that is the angle they're taking, like, look, he did it, but we don't think it was for the right reasons. Let's say that is what they're saying. Because I got a tinge of that, too, from the article I wrote, but you obviously felt it more. I wonder how much of it is because Trump has gone out of his way to honor him. Because the headline I saw was like, Trump honoree turns out to be lie. It was very much phrased
to
in
me,
that way.
It would be... I would hate it if me or someone I cared about just told the truth and was heralded as a hero, and then someone came along and said, I don't know, I think he just did what anyone else would do. I think that's unfair. I think it's very fair if me or someone else said, and then I did these three things, and then it just shows you lying there in the fetal position. Well, that's wrong.
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing to claim you took action that you didn't, but it's another that if someone comes, and we don't know at this point what it is, but if someone just comes along later and goes, I don't know, I think he's just afraid.
The wording of Rachel's article was kind of harsh almost. Like, it's like, what did he, like, use people as a human shield after he got shot? Like, the wording of it, of like, well, he did some things, you know, anybody might have done them
right.
After they've been shot in a panic. But if he's just, you know, throwing bottles, just maybe not necessarily,
right.
You know, like heroically. Yeah.
Hey, come, no, leave them alone. Come shoot me again.
We thought you were going right. to be throwing those bottles with a lot more valor. And now that we saw it, we realize you're just a dude. Yeah, maybe I think maybe the criticism comes more, and this is unfair to the guy because now he's getting dragged through the mud. But that makes sense, Dave, if they're looking for a reason to pounce on it and go like, look, Trump's honoring this guy, all he did was throw a ski bottle, just like I would have. I think that's probably where that angle is coming from, if that is indeed the case.
It goes back to what I always say. You don't want to be famous. People think they
no.
do.
Nope.
You don't.
People start coming for you as
yeah.
soon as,
as
I mean,
soon as
for something as small as got
this
shot.
Guy was,
like,
this how, guy was just living his life.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The way you're throwing bottles after
right.
getting shot.
Yeah.
Something as small as that, and they
this
will just
piece of crap.
Come for you as hard as they can.
Have you guys seen the latest Gwyneth Paltrow drama? She's always embroiled in some sort of controversy. No, are you talking about when she did Stern?
No, I don't know what I'm talking about. I just saw her and Weinstein next to each other on Drudge.
Oh, okay.
So.
The only thing I know about her and Harvey Weinstein is that when she was dating Brad Pitt, Harvey made a pass at her and Brad Pitt threatened her.
Threatened him or her?
Threatened.
Would have been a very
Weinstein.
Different story.
Yes.
Yeah. Brad Pitt, listen, pal,
guys,
true.
Brad Pitt is the good guy in this story.
Poor
I'm so
Gwyneth.
Sorry.
We shouldn't be doing this hour. We should all be
all
home
side.
By now.
Yeah, this is really bad.
We're way
and I'm
too tired.
I'm just sorry that.
Earlier you
this
said, according
happening.
To the article I wrote.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
So, you guys, I fabricated this whole thing to have content.
So, when Weinstein made a pass at Paltrow, Pitt was having none of it.
And Pitt just went at her with a baseball bat.
He let her have it.
No, the latest Gwyneth Paltrow controversy is her company Goop, which people already hate, recently posted a photo of a naked woman and she's got her hands thrown up in the air and something about, like, you know, loving yourself, who cares? And people are, you can see the woman's rib cage from behind and people are like, this is so disgusting. This is not a realistic beauty standard. And I'm just like, look, there are some people you've never been able to see their rib cage. There are thin people whose rib cages you can't see. There are people with extra weight on them where you can still see their rib cage. Why is it like if you can see a bone in someone's body, that's like now not okay at all?
Yeah.
Or that's promoting some sort of unrealistic
or
standard. How about you just let that person have whatever body
that
they
have? Take
the
bone out of it. Why is it that now if you show someone who's really fit, you are hateful and shaming someone.
Fat shaming.
There are plenty of people in this world. It may be a minority, but there's certainly a number of people in this world who are either blessed with a good body or they work at it or both.
I don't even
There's
know,
nothing wrong with that.
I don't even know if it's a minority, honestly. I mean, I feel like when I like go out in public, I see a pretty even split of people who are, you know, fit or at least, you know, naturally slim.
If you represent something in an ad, you shouldn't have to pick someone who is either very, very average or it has something going against them in some way.
Oh my gosh. I have an acquaintance who I follow on Instagram who's very into like fat culture. And
fat?
Yes.
Ooh.
Because the individual is overweight.
Is that what it's called?
I would just call it that. I don't know what else to call it.
She's talking about me.
Every day he's like, the bigger the better. I don't know. But she will, sorry, I hated to tip my hand as to whether it was a man or woman, but they will post things like, oh, someone was bragging about their weight loss and it was just so disgusting to me. And I'm like, okay, but if someone wants to eat healthy and start exercising, just because that makes you feel bad doesn't mean that they are bad.
Did
like
you,
maybe you should look inward and think like, it's okay that I don't want to make this choice, but if someone else is trying to live a healthier lifestyle, why do you feel the need to crap on it?
Did you see the
it?
James Corden, Bill Maher thing?
No.
You should look it up. It just happened. Bill Maher, being Bill Maher, was saying, you know what? I'm tired of this whole fat shaming thing. We don't need less fat shaming. We need more fat shaming because it's never good to be fat and it's not healthy and it's costing us money. So let's bring back fat shaming. And James Corden went on. And of course, he's very funny. And he was.
He is?
Okay. he's not. But he was basically saying in a funny way, shut up, Bill Maher, because I'm fat and I've always struggled with it. And I know I'm fat and I don't need to be shamed because I'm shamed every day. It was just interesting that you brought that up and these two celebrities are going at it.
Yeah, I mean, I just think we should not comment on each other's status like that at all. Because if as a thin, what would be considered a thin person, I'm not shaming you for being overweight. Don't shame. And I'm not saying like, oh, I'm under so much persecution for being thin. No, absolutely not. But I do think it's a little ridiculous when someone puts up an ad and they're like, this is just not realistic. This is harmful. I don't know if it is harmful. I know girls who you would be able to see their rib cage just because they are that thin or they have a bigger rib cage that kind of juts out a little bit. It
I have
doesn't
a cousin
mean
who's just
sick.
A rib cage.
I mean, you can kind of see my, speaking as the resident overweight person in the room, you can see my rib cage when I take my shirt off.
Was that you in the photo?
It might have been.
In a long blonde wig.
I think that's fat ripples.
I'm going to have to go. I'm going to have to go look at the photo if you could just tell us what the address of the naked lady photo is, just so we can all get a good look at it. The thing is, I never feel, again, speaking as the resident overweight person, I never feel persecuted, right? Like, I don't look at, like, an ad for, like, a drug or something, and it's, like, a guy with a football who's got, like, you know, the sandy, you know, speckled hair, and he's got a football, and he's in good shape.
And he's got, like, these twinkly blue eyes that you just want to stare into for hours.
And he just makes you melt when he looks at you.
His lips are so damn kissable.
Like, I don't feel
persecuted.
I don't feel, like, threatened.
Horny, sure. Turned on, jealous, maybe.
I feel a lot of things, but I don't feel, like, attacked.
He'd still dig me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.